Paul Kelly isn't exactly a household name. If he's known at all, it's for one hit he had in 1970, Stealin' in the Name of the Lord. Rock historian Ed Ward says Kelly's overall body of work as a singer and songwriter deserves better than that. A recent compilation of his recordings, The Best of Paul Kelly, should help set the record straight.
If I had a girl to treat me like you treat him, I'd be satisfied. If I had your love, your sweet love, oh baby, I'd be satisfied. There'd be no one in my life but you. You could make my dreams come true. If I had a love like yours, I'd be satisfied.
Paul Kelly was born in Miami's Overtown section in 1940, where he started singing as a teenager with his older brother's group, the Superiors, and continued with groups of his own throughout high school. A chance meeting with Miami's top producer of that time, Clarence Reed, led to a 1965 single, Down With It, Can't Quit It, which came out under Reed's name, but at least it was a start. Reed had connections with Buddy Killen, a white Nashville-based soul producer, and Killen began producing Kelly's next few records. In 1967, Kelly's life changed dramatically. First, he met Juanita Rogers and began a relationship that endures to this day.
When I met you, my intentions was to play on your mind like I did on others so many times. But you laid it on me so strong. You laid it on me so strong. Till I find that I'm into something that I can't shake loose. I'm into something that I can't shake loose. I'm into something I can't shake loose.
Brooklyn, and Kelly started playing the guitar, which led to his suddenly being able to write songs. One such song he felt was a hit, and he tried to pitch it to an act he'd known from Miami, Sam and Dave. Sam wouldn't take his call, but Kelly heard him in the background saying, if this song is so good for us, why doesn't he cut it himself? So he called Buddy Killen, and they did.
There's a man on the corner raising a congregation, saying that he's the one, brothers and sisters, that's gonna bring us all salvation. Saying that he's the one to make a way for us. He's gonna do it with no hesitation. Saying, step in the line. Can you spare a dime? I heard him say, step right on up. How you to see? Drop a buck. People, I tell you what I see. Mm-hmm. A parasite is he. Ain't much difference in what he's doing, good people, from being. That's breaking and entering, you know that man is
stealing in the name of the Lord.
Stealing in the Name of the Lord is a paradox, an anti-gospel gospel song full of the fervor of the church it criticizes. As he himself says, I have faith in God, but not in religion. He also had faith in himself. And for his next record, he hit the road visiting radio stations personally. It paid off.
Here's my heart, take it apart, but don't burn me, don't burn me. You got my soul if you want, but don't burn me, don't burn me.
Don't Burn Me didn't do as well as Stealin' did, but it marked Paul Kelly as the sort of guy who steadily produced quality. The trouble was, times were changing. Disco was coming in, and Kelly is a deep soul artist. He did, however, manage to sell a song to another Florida-born performer, Jackie Moore, in 1978, which put some money in the bank.
I've been writing letters every day now since you've been gone, talking to you by the telephone for what seems like a whole life long. But I've got something to give that the mailman can't deliver.
In 1996, Warner Brothers, who put out most of his latter-day material, released a compilation of his recordings that's a treasure trove of great songs and performances. With luck, it should introduce him to a new generation of soul fans.
Ed Ward writes about music from Berlin.